It's the Dr. Decker White Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Super Spice, is turmeric the key to cure depression? Well, the answer is no, but it's part of it. And I want to start off by explaining something about the bad use of integrative medicine and the good use of integrative medicine. The good use of integrative medicine says that turmeric, along with other things, can help solve depression. Depression, like other very, very big, giant medical conditions like cancer or heart disease, you need more than one thing. You need to take a multi-pronged approach. So whenever you see the depression cure, the single herb and all that stuff, it's hype. Medicine just doesn't work that way. I wish it did. I wish I had a magic pill. I wish I had a crystal ball. There's a lot of things my patients wish I wouldn't say to them, like, you know, you need to take five different supplements, or you need to exercise, or I don't have a crystal ball, but I think this is the best idea at the time. But we don't get those in medicine. And you see that they keep trying to sort of make our herbs out like drugs. And one of the reasons why this has come up is there's a Prozac study out now where it says study finds turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. I usually use the term curcumin, which are sort of interchangeable. The turmeric's like the yellow piece in there. But they compared it versus Prozac in India. India is the place to get the good yellow turmeric. And it worked better, you know, or as effective, depending on how you look at the data. Well, you know, 1,000 milligrams of curcumin and fluoxetine, that's another name for Prozac, and they did the 17 ITERN version depression scale and blah, 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 blah. They rated them after 6 weeks. Yeah, but the problem with that study is that, I mean, it's interesting. I like reading it. But how does it apply to you, the listener? How does it apply to you, the patient? Well, I don't want you on either unless you really need to be. But what it says is that Prozac doesn't cure depression either. Prozac doesn't cure depression. It may help some people by raising serotonin levels, but it doesn't cure depression. It may even make it worse. It may make suicidal people more suicidal. There's ups and downs with these medications, but none of them ever cured depression because depression's too complex. There's a lot of pieces of it. But let me tell you the positive thing about it, and that is we need to start looking at depression in two parameters if we're going to be successful with it. Okay, number one, we need to understand that it is the normal mood. A normal mood for a human being is happy. Oh boy, I know I'm getting whispers out there. I know that my email is going to be full now, blah, blah, blah. But it's true. The normal mood for a human is human being is happy unless interfered with. Ask anybody that sits out on a beach for three straight days, emptying their head. They're content. They're full of peace. Look at babies. I mean, they're happy until interfered with. My four-year-old, she's ridiculous. I just joke with her. Cheer up, Amelie, you know, because she's always laughing. Look at our children. So that's a natural concept. That's a naturopathic concept that says that the natural mood is happy unless interfered with. And I'm sorry if there's listeners out there that disagree with it, but it's true. And I think the sooner you realize that you have to remove the obstacles of happiness, the faster you're going to get better. But the second piece is that depression is an inflammatory disease. And we think of it, and you keep seeing inflammation. Inflammation, okay, heart disease, we get it. It's inflammation, Decker. I hear it. We're going to take antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and we're going to do well with it. Fantastic. We understand that joint pain is a risk for heart disease. Well, guess what? It's also a risk factor for depression. Depression, when you look at the core of what it does with our central nervous system, the lowering of norepinephrine, the manipulation and the dropping of serotonin, it's also a gut issue, depression, because when our GI tract doesn't make and isn't healthy, we don't make enough serotonin. I don't know why serotonin, one of our key happy, calming neurotransmitters, I don't know why it's made in the digestive tract, but that's where it's made. That's how we're built. And when our GI tract is off, when we have gas and bloating or diarrhea or constipation, what happens? It fires up. It fires up the inflammatory process. And what happens? We drop our production of serotonin in our gut. But don't kid yourself. That problem is inflammatory. you have central inflammation problems causing a dropping of norepinephrine, which raises inflammation, and you also have gut problems that can cause it, that is an inflammatory gut process that now lowers your production of serotonin. Translated, depression is not normal. Depression is an inflammatory disease, and it needs to be looked at as such. Now, here's where curcumin comes in. The fact that people feel better and happier on curcumin isn't a surprise. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful anti-inflammatory. It's a fantastic anti-inflammatory. If you look out there, curcumin shows up in heart supplements as an anti-inflammatory. It shows up in bone and joints as an anti-inflammatory. It shows up in headache supplements as an anti-inflammatory. So why is curcumin helping with depression? Because it's working on the cause, and the cause is these inflammatory and anti-inflammatory cytokines that get flipped out of balance. And curcumin can help bring those into range. So let's look at an overall depression patient, a patient that's depressed. Step one, I told you, understand this is abnormal. If you come from that aspect of removing obstacles to your happiness, you will get happy. These are very difficult things. This can be divorce. This can be breaking up with a boyfriend. This can be discovering your sexuality. When somebody's unhappy, I am very clear with them that there should be no stone left unturned. Meaning that if you're unhappy and depressed, you need to look at every aspect of your life, because there's nothing worse for a physician, nothing worse, other than the death of a child. I'd say the only other bad thing, as far as the awful scale as a physician, is to turn around and find out your patient's been depressed for 15 years and wishes they weren't even alive or wishes they were out doing something different. I get very, very aggressive with my patients who have depressed feelings, and I say, you've got to start to find your life. This is very, very important. So removing obstacles to health, removing bad relationships, removing bad jobs, removing whatever it is, removing poor chemicals, removing poor diet, bad fats, all of that is removing obstacles to your health. For me, I have to be careful with anchors in my life. I get people in my life to try and drag me down. It's a terrible habit. I just went through one recently, and luckily I got some friends of mine that are kind of more buoyant. They pull me up, they drag me up, so I feel real blessed to have that. But we need to take that approach and understand that your emotions and feelings are important, and curcumin is a piece of that. Now, if you're out there and you're having depressed feelings, should you start taking a curcumin formula? Sure, absolutely. Very, very reasonable to do. Look at the C3 complex curcumins that are out there. Not all curcumins are made equal, or turmerics are made equal. We use those terms interchangeably. Look at the BCM95s that are in the Curamin product and Curafen products that are out there in the market. Look at C3 complex and Mariva and products like that out there that are straight curcumins. These are wonderful things. And I think as a part of your depression therapy, you do that. Now, the second thing that you always need to do with the depression, after you recognize it's unnatural, is exercise. The two things that I see always help, always, always help, are natural anti-inflammatories and exercise. These are two things that, look, they're not going to put money in your bank account. They're not going to put you in a healthy relationship with your partner, but they are going to help calm your feelings and focus your feelings so you can be happy. So in summary, super spices, turmeric, the key to cure depression? The answer is no, you are. Turmeric or curcumin, like a C3 complex in Mariva or BC95, BCM95, the one that's in Curamin, these are good absorbing anti-inflammatories that help you with depression. And turmeric is a piece of the pie. But understanding you were built to be happy until something gets in the way of it, that's still the key to depression. Exercise and find your center, find your core. Don't let anchors drag you down. Find people that help lift you up. And get rid of your inflammation. Turmeric can help you do that. And getting rid of your inflammation and being happy is what we want you to be at Radio MD. Go out and enjoy life today.